Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. How can I help you?
Yes, I placed, I am billed an order on 4-3 for Quality Balance Life COM, and I have no idea what that is. It's for $69.97. Would you please tell me what that is?
Yes, ma'am. Since we sell over 100 products in our area, can we please start off by getting your zip code, please? And I can better assist you.
I have two zip codes.
This the one that you placed the order
Probably,
with.
I don't know. It
Okay, it's fine.
probably
We could just try
two,
both.
we can, it's 28771 or 28751.
Okay, we're gonna try the 28771 first, okay? And what's your first and
Okay.
last name?
Faye Adams.
All right, listen. I was able to pull you up under that one. Can you verify your address for me?
Well, I have two addresses, huh?
Well, what the
I
P.O.
know
box?
this is kind of confusing, but I do have a billing of Post Office Box 1026, Robbinsville, North Carolina.
Yes, ma'am. That's
And
it.
that's 28771, but that's not the delivery address.
Okay, that's the one we have on file, though.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. What are you calling about today? You trying to see what those charges were?
Yeah, I want to know what that $69.97 is for.
Okay. So back in March the 17th, you did sign up and pay for a smartwatch, and the pricing of that watch was $792. After you hit that little box with you confirmed the terms and conditions and you pay for your order. And that small writing that everyone seems to miss,
That was the smartwatch?
yes, ma'am.
Well,
You
it's no good
did.
to me.
Okay, yes, ma'am. You agreed to a 14-day trial, and if you didn't cancel within those 14 days, you were billed for price of the watch. Also, I see that you have a warranty on the watch as well, and but they never took that $18 I
You
didn't have
have
to
to
go.
download something from the internet, and I don't have the internet, so I can't use the watch.
Okay, I understand that, ma'am.
No, you don't. But anyway, I just wondered what it was for $69.97. I couldn't remember that. It was so far up because that was back in March or April,
Yeah,
and
that's
it's
Miss
just now
Ma'am.
being billed.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, they really are just not being billed. And it was March the 17th to be exact. So you only paid the shipping and handling fee, which was $7.92. So they billed you full price for the watch, which was $69.79.
Well, I didn't understand that.
Yes,
But
ma'am.
anyway, let me explain to you. With all of these illegals coming into our country, we have to check everything because they hack our phones. They hack everything and mail outgoing and incoming to a rural box. Forget it. They steal it and take the checks that you make, like for your mortgage, take it to Walmart and cash it. They change the check, take it to Walmart, and Walmart cashes it.
Oh, okay, so they have some scamming going on down there.
My daughter lost around $7,000 that way because it was her mortgage and all of her bills for one whole month. And they caught them. And the judge said, "Now you come back in 3 months for trial." Of course, they didn't go back. And he looked at my daughter and he said, "But the bank is going to refund your money." And it was 6 months before they ever refunded her money.
Yes, ma'am, I
Because the bank,
understand.
no, I'm just warning you. Do not be very, very careful. These are a bunch of crooks that are coming into our country.
And I'm actually glad you told me that, ma'am, so I can keep a good lookout on my accounts and
Well,
things of that nature.
you had better warn everybody to use the post office and put it in the post office, not drop it in a box somewhere, because they steal it from the boxes or steal the whole box. We had our whole box stolen.
Oh, wow.
At our post office, I didn't have anything in it, but they just, I don't know how they did it, but they must have had a truck, and they just hauled the whole thing off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's reckoning. Wow.
But this is how they live when they come here, is by stealing. But does Biden care? No.
No, of course he doesn't.
Those corporations has got to have their slaves to work in their fields. And you know what they do? One person will contract with the corporation to do the picking of the fruits and vegetables. They hire the illegals to do it and then don't pay them. But you know who has to pay them?
We do.
Americans, we have to pay them. We have to pay them with food stamps and HUD and all these other things. If they've got a child, then they draw extra money for that. The corporations have got to have that profit, though. Corporations are ruining our country. But I'm just warning you, and you can warn everybody that you know of.
Yes, ma'am, I would definitely
do
that.
You are covered up in them. Because you are absolutely covered up in them.
I definitely understand, man. And I'm so glad you told me that. Y'all can be on the lookout for all
the you have to really watch everything on your credit card, because they'll stand close to an ATM and try to get your numbers. They'll use this thing and try to get your credit card numbers. That's why I'm trying to verify several things on my credit card right now. I've still got one on there that I don't know anything about.
Well, I'm glad you called and confirmed, because, oh, wow, I'm glad you just did that. And I'm glad you told me about that so I can start be on the lookout for my account.
Well, I'm not trying to badmouth them, but I'm just telling the truth.
No, yeah, I'm glad you told me, man. I'm actually glad you told me.
You have to watch everything. I mean, every little thing, because they steal, they hack into everything.
Our account, phone, yes, ma'am.
Your TV, you know that your TV can be hacked.
What? Now that's, I didn't know that.
Well,
you serious?
Let me tell you, these flat screen TVs have got a camera in them.
What?
And they can hack into your camera on your TV, whether it's on or off. So if you have a TV in your bedroom, you might find yourself on YouTube one day.
What?
I took the TV out of my bedroom.
Oh, wow. Now, you really put me on some good information there, because I did not know they could hack into a TV.
Oh, that's been going on a long time. And another thing, too, you have to watch your cell phones, because they can do the same thing with the cameras on your cell phones.
Yeah, definitely.
They
I knew
can
about
hack
the phone.
Into that. They can hear what you say. They can see what you are doing.
Wow.
Yes, we have absolutely zero privacy.
Privacy, unless we're in our home, huh?
Well, I mean, if you're in your home, you still got your TV and your cell phones.
Wow.
Baby monitors, they hack in on them.
Any kind of electronic device.
Anything, your home security system, they can hack into it.
Oh, see, I have cameras around my house, and I'm with Arlo, the Arlo system. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Arlo camera system.
Uh-huh.
But we do have 1, 2, 3. We have 5 cameras around my house, and then maybe they could lock into them and hack into them. So I'm definitely glad that you told me that. Like,
well, now, you be careful. You be careful, because they can hack in and turn those cameras off and turn your security system off, and then break into your house.
Oh, ma'am, you scared
yes,
me.
Yes, ma'am.
You
yes,
scared
ma'am,
me.
They can. I have been, somebody has tried to break into my house 3 times since Biden went in office in February.
Oh.
First off, they came to my backyard and pooped in my backyard and left their paper laying there. So I know it wasn't an animal because animals don't use paper.
Paper what?
Their paper that they wiped their butt with. They left it laying
if you don't,
in my backyard. Yes, they did.
What city are you from?
This is a little rural mountain in Appalachia, western North Carolina. And I was totally shocked and because I hadn't seen anybody. And then I got to looking at my deadbolts, and somebody had taken lock picks and tried to pick my deadbolts. So the other day, I have a door out from my bedroom to my porch, which is a, and I have a deadbolt on it. Somebody opened that deadbolt the other morning at 4 o'clock, but it happened to wake me up.
Oh, my goodness.
And I got up, and I couldn't see anybody, but whoever it was must have heard me get out of bed because they ran off. I say he, most likely it's a man because women seldom do things like that. And then he had really scarred up my deadbolt. If you look at your deadbolts and they've got little scratches on them, on the outside, they're using what they call the bump or lock picks.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad you told me that, ma'am. And you need to be more careful. Is there anybody staying with you or anything?
Do what?
Is there anybody staying with you? Do you live alone?
Well, I don't usually tell anybody, but I will tell you that I am a single woman, elderly, and live alone.
Oh, you definitely need some protection, ma'am. You need to. Do you have a children?
Well, not close. My children are married and have children of their own.
I'm so sorry, ma'am. You need better assistance.
I will tell you, I'm in my 70s. I have it fixed now till they can't get in unless they break the glass.
I'm glad. I feel a little better that you told me that.
Well, I mean, it's bad. I still have no earthly idea because I live on a dead-end street. Whoever was at my house had walked the dead end because there was no vehicle started up that I heard. So they had to walk up to my house. I've got 3 deadbolts, and all 3 of them have been scratched up where they're trying to take lock picks. For some reason, I talked to the sheriff, and he told me, he said, that's what it is. It's lock picks. He said, they scratch your deadbolt or whatever lock they're trying to pick. So check your deadbolts. And if you will... you will have to fix them until they can't pick lock them, or they'll go in when you're at work.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. I'm so glad you have protection, and I hope you really take care of yourself, ma'am. If you hear any of the smallest noise, please have a phone nearby and call 911 immediately.
Oh, I do. I have my phone right by my bed.
Please, if you hear the smallest thing.
You know what? An elderly person has no defense.
Right.
I mean, if they get in my house, I'm a dead person.
Right. That's why ma'am, please take care of yourself, because I hate to hear the news one day and never remember your name or anything. Something bad happened. That would just hurt my heart, honestly.
Well,
because
I know, and this is the reason I'm telling you. You sound like a young person that may have children.
Yes, ma'am, I do. I have a 2-year-old.
They steal kids and sell them. to sex offenders. So just you be careful too, okay?
I will, ma'am. Thank you so much. I hope you have a blessed, wonderful day. Please.
Thank
please,
you.
Please,
may God bless you too, dear.
Please.
Oh,
be safe.
I have written a Christmas play that I'm going to publish very soon. So you might see my name on that.
I sure will. I'll be looking for that play too, Ms. Adams, okay?
Because a Christmas play helps children to get in church. And once children want to go to church, then mom and daddy is going to go too because they mind their children.
Right, right. So you please be safe and be careful. And I'm going to be on the lookout for that play, okay?
Oh, all right. Thank you
okay.
so much for being
You're
so sweet.
You're very welcome, ma'am. Please stay safe because I hate to, my heart is going to hurt if anything happens to you in a way that you explain to me. So please, and it's the smallest noise, please keep 911 on speed dial, okay? And I hope you have a blessed day, okay?
All right. But the sheriff, honey, is 10 miles away.
Okay, that's, wow. Wow.
Yeah, he's on the other side of the county. So anyway.
Well, hopefully,
but I think I've got it under control.
Yeah.
But you take care, okay?
I will. You have a blessed day, okay?
All right. Thank you. Bye.